Blog Talk Radio.
Paradise, Prince. We also lost within the last 7 days former WWE wrestler Joanie China Lauer, and R&B singer who came up with this great hit back in the early 1970s. Rest in peace, Billy Paul.
We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows you'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligation, and so do I. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and the same place, the same cafe, the same time, and we're gonna hold hands like
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
We bring to the stage now a man that totally reeks of awesomeness, Steve Bassey. Let's get right to it, my man. Something happened tonight, among other things, that will stay with this man for the rest of his life. Tyler Collins of the Tigers, apparently the home fans did not like him because he gave the one-finger salute to the fans, and I assume that did not sit well with management or the assembled masses.
Well, he did lose the ball in the light, and it was easily catchable. The fans let him hear about it and hear of it, and he let him have the one-fingered salute, which, well, if he wanted to keep his gig with the Big Cats, the Detroit Tigers, oh, would he have to do some penance? And, yes, he did at the press conference. He did apologize for his actions. It was in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, but there are some things you don't do.
This is true. In fact, I made a prediction, and I stand by that prediction, that maybe a little stint with the Toledo Mud Hens will cure him of his, shall we say,
not lower,
touchy temper. Either that or they won't cut him.
It's not lower.
Yeah, this is true, but
you got people that spend thousands of dollars for tickets to Tiger games, and they expect more respect out of the players that wear that uniform.
That's right. Much like those who wear the coveted winged wheel. You're not wearing a uniform. You are wearing the city. You are wearing respect. You are wearing the cornerstone of sports. When you wear that English D, or when you wear that script Detroit on the road, you are not wearing just a uniform. You are wearing a part of not only the city, but a part of the pride of the Detroit Tigers. You are a Tiger.
And I take that heat of the moment line with a grain of salt, because he's been playing baseball for a good long time. He knows when he made mistakes. He knows that he has expectations from not just the management, but from the fan base. He knows he should not have done what he did, and that's going to stay with him.
Yes, I mean, especially to a national audience.
Yes.
Ooh.
I mean, that's going to be talk show fodder today and tomorrow, at least.
If it isn't already. But I think he may be ready to learn his lesson. Nice little long stint at one of the Detroit Tigers minor league teams. Or maybe this season has begun crazy for the Tigers, maybe Mr. Osmus will just go to him and say, you'll get another chance.
I don't know. I'm not in Detroit anymore, but when I saw that tonight, I said, the story on Tom on the Radio. It's unfortunate that it is, because I was going to say what happened today, and you mentioned it on your Facebook page. There is something to another subject now. There is something very fishy about Mike Tirico going from the worldwide leader to NBC Sports.
Ooh, that is one piece of the puzzle, my friend. One little piece of the puzzle. Because breaking news, Brad Nessler is reportedly bolting the four-letter sports network for the eyeball.
Wow.
To do NFL on CBS and to be a possible, dare we say, blessed announcer for when King Vern abdicates his throne upon the SEC play-by-play voice.
I think that abdication might be sooner than later.
Yes, and I will grant you, these two departures are really going to hurt ESPN, especially the Tirico deal, which now that NBC is a part of this Thursday Night Football little tap dance, you might see Tirico hosting the Thursday Night Football game and being the heir apparent to Mr. Al Michaels for the Sunday night package. Plus,
he's already bumped Tom Hammonds from the track coverage of the Olympics, and he's already bumped Dan Hicks from the golf.
Ooh, that will be something.
Yeah, because he gets why is Mike Tirico leaving? I mean, he's missed everything. Oh, by the way, we're going to have new Stanley Cup champions. The Blues have finally abdicated. The Chicago Blackhawks, 3-2, just turned final. And they're going nuts in St. Louis.
Oh, I bet they are. I was just going to say back to the Mike Tirico thing. When the only two sports that you have left are college basketball. Well, correction, three big sports are college basketball, pro basketball, and NFL football. You got to be asking yourself, what next? And with NBC and, well, Comcast purchase of the Golf Channel in that lovely little deal, I think that was sort of plus the two NFL football packages they got, the Sunday and now the Thursday. I think Tirico knew where his next place would be, and that would be with the Peacock Network, especially when you got NBCSN.
Oh. So in other words, Mike Tirico might get his own show.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I have a feeling Mike Tirico, as I see a rabbit go through our little house here. I think Mike Tirico is getting ready to be the face of NBC Sports when Costas and Michaels decide to hang up their microphones.
I mean, when you consider all that Mike Tirico is giving up on the four-letter network, I mean, he does football, basketball, golf. I mean, both college and professional basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going over to NBC, who basically only has a partial weeknight football package.
True.
They only have Notre Dame football, which he might do. And they got golf. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, I'm just saying, is he getting more money? I hope.
Yeah, plus, let's not forget, NBCSN has the All the big derby action, big horse races before they switch it over to the main stage, plus NHL hockey.
Yes.
And I'm
he could do hockey. I mean, that might be a washout because they if you take out Mike Emmerich, there are some weaknesses in the play-by-play role because NBCSN and NBC does do hockey, and that might be something next year. I'm just trying to figure out. Let's just say all is not well in the Mouse House these days. I mean,
this is true.
The two you just named, and we're not even talking about what may or may not happen tomorrow morning with a certain woman who stands only about 5 feet tall and makes about $57,000 a day. What she's going to do or not do when she comes back onto the live stage with Michael Strahan.
Let's just put it this way. The folks at WABC, from their general manager to their program director, are literally on their knees, and they are praying to the statue of St. Regis of Philbin, the patron saint of mornings on WABC, and going, "Dear Philbinius, please, we beg upon you, make sure Kelly doesn't say anything wrong. Because, you know, she opens her mouth and goes off script and does her own version of a pipe bomb. You know, that'll be the big moment for ABC News to come over to WABC's general manager and say, it's time. We're taking over.
Who says that hasn't been done already?
Oh, true, true. In fact, if it does come true, I just got a feeling Michael Strahan will be reaping a little revenge. Plus, you got to wonder with his big move to GMA, what's that going to do with his duties on Sunday for the competition, otherwise known as Fox?
Oh, he will still do that.
Uh-huh.
He will still do that, at least for this season. At least for this season. That might change next year. But for this season, he will work 6-7 days a week, 5 days with Good Morning America and flying to L.A. Saturday and do the Fox show on Sunday. He's already said he's going to do that. And if he's up to it, more power to him.
Dang straight. But I think we can say this. One word from Kelly Ripa and all those rumors about her being a diva, not only will they come true, but I think that'll be the coup de grace for the morning show franchise on WABC.
Well, you got to give up to get. But there's also a possibility that live may still live on, just at a different time zone, just in a different time of slot.
Yes, and most of the affiliates that carry live at 9 o'clock, they're going to have a very hard choice.
Well, if the networks make the choice for them.
Yep, that's true. But we'll just have to wait and see tomorrow.
I bet you that's going to be the highest rated line ever. Just to see how the two walk out on stage together and to hear what she says. Because you know that has to be brought up. And watch the I bet you they're going to have some body language experts watching to see if they could find something in how they sit that could tell some things.
Wow.
But
And I will say one other thing. It is definitely not joy at the Mouse House, especially if you happen to be a, again, going back to ESPN, there are reports, and they are confirmed. We all know this. Big 15-year deal. Fox Sports signed with Michigan State University. Apparently, ESPN, the reason Fox got it is that ESPN undersold, and there are some reports, especially in awfulannouncing.com, that say that the belt tightening by Disney and ESPN may make them lose the entire Big Ten contract. Maybe why Maybe the reason they lost the Big Ten contract to Fox.
Oh, they are losing franchises right and left. Let's just say it like this. If you don't have a daily afternoon show that has to do with a sports property, that's not a good thing.
And
so we can say NASCAR is not in the plans. The NHL is not in the plan. To some extent, golf is not in the plan. They're putting all their eggs in college football and basketball and the NFL.
And Major League Baseball. There's a possibility. There's continued to be rumors that Skip Bayless may be bolting for Fox Sports 1. And if that's
you cancel first take the next day.
Yep.
I mean, the chemistry. There's only one reason that show is still on the air. The chemistry between Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith.
This is true.
Yeah, I mean that he has that Kelly Ripa type of appeal. People tune in just to hear him speak.
Oh yes.
See, both these entities are playing money chess with each other.
That's right.
Fox take us and give us. ESPN take us and give us.
Yes, and right now in the take us and give us, kind of looks like Fox is reaping most of the rewards.
It certainly sounds like it, man. They're even showing free MMA.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, you know. Yeah. So, let's give a hoorah to the Detroit Pistons.
Yes, and I understand there are rumors that Adam Silver will be looking into getting all the referees a league optometrist.
What was that? You're working for all the referees to do what?
Yeah, there's a rumor that the commissioner of the NBA is going to do a exploratory meeting about adding a league eye doctor for all the referees.
Oh, man. Well, I give credence to that, but I also give credence to how the Pistons competed in their first playoff series in 7 years, but it also shows why the Cleveland Cavaliers are where they are and where the Detroit Pistons want to be.
Yeah, now that the Pistons have had their taste, look out next year.
Well, they got it. Number one, they got to get some veterans on that team that can play basketball.
That's right.
And with the salary cap going up, they should be able to do that with all the free agents that will be out there. And secondly, they got to get Andre Drummond a shooting coach.
Oh, boy, do they ever. I mean, they cheered when he actually got a three throw in.
I mean, it's hard to believe that Andre Drummond has the lowest free throw percentage of any player in NBA history at 35 and some percent and some change. He's a beast. He's a beast under the boards. He's a shot blocker. He's everything you want in a big man, except he is a liability at the free throw line. And with the current rules that were in effect, he was a liability being out on the court.
Yeah, in fact, with that one free throw that he did on Sunday, he beat Shaq's record.
I mean, I know the rules are out there. You could the hack a Drummond or a hack a Howard or hack a Shaq. I was saying to myself when I saw all this, it's not the rules. You make them pay by making your free throws.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the rules there are there for a reason. But other than that, Stan Van Gundy worked the miracle to get this team in the playoffs.
That's right. And next year, look out. I think with a few player changes, I think you're going to see them back in the playoffs bigger and better.
Yes, and it's going to be that's something to look forward to in Auburn Hills for next year. Before I forget, are you up on English Premier Soccer?
Yes.
What about that story of Leicester City? I mean, I can't fathom a team that was 5,000-1 odds to win the Premier League. I saw the game this afternoon between Tottenham Hotspur and West Brom, where Tottenham Hotspur had to win to realistically keep their championship hopes alive, but they drew with West Brom. So now the scenario over on the other side of the pond, as they say, if Leicester City wins next Sunday at Man U, they will defy all odds and be the most Cinderella of Cinderellas of all time and winning the Premier League championship. These are proverbial losers.
You could say that the
division dweller.
You could say that Leicester City is the English version of the Detroit Lions, except these guys are winning.
That's a good analogy, Steve. That is a good analogy. I know it's painful to the Lions fans, but that is a good way of looking at it. Except Leicester City never won a championship before. The Lions at least has won, I think, 3 championships in the 50s.
That's right, and I will be watching Sunday with bated breath.
Me too. All Leicester City has to do is win, and they're in. If they lose, and Tottenham loses or ties, they're in.
Those are good odds.
Those are very good odds, and they have 3 games left to play. Leicester City has 3 games to play. Anyway, I wanted to get that out of the way, and we would like to spend the last few minutes on your favorite sports entertainment genre. Once again, another slow sell job by the WWE for their next pay-per-view, which happens in 6 days. Payback. The most monumental thing that happened on Raw tonight was the addition of Vince making this decision on who runs Monday Night Raw between his two children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And if that, and I'll say this, WWE Payback, well, the way the lack of promotion, I think they better change the name from Payback to Give Back. But I will credit the WWE for one thing.
And one thing only.
Their classy salute and tribute to Joni China Lauer. Very good. Very professionally produced, edited. The music was excellent. And to have it end with her and Eddie Guerrero as Latino Heat, that was good. That was respect. Finally, the WWE showed a little respect for China. Now, Triple H, hear this from a wrestling fan. 2017 Hall of Fame, you better give China the nod.
So you say, and I concur. When you think about it, I agree. He was a true trailblazer.
That's right. First ever woman's Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, I mean, they usually put in at least one woman every year in the Hall of Fame. And personally, I can't think of any other woman that deserves it more right now than China does.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeed. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
So the NFL draft is Thursday.
Thanks.
I mean, that's about the size of it. I mean, the biggest news of that is the Los Angeles Rams are on the clock, and they're going after a franchise quarterback, and the Philadelphia Eagles traded up to the number two position to get, quote-unquote, a franchise quarterback. But they already have a franchise quarterback on the roster who now is bitching and moaning and saying, I want to be traded.
Well,
I'm not gonna play with these guys. It sounds kind of like Kelly Ripa, you know? And she's a Philadelphia native.
Yeah, by the way, it could be worse. He could have been traded for Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Dallas County prosecutors indicted Johnny Manziel on domestic battery charges, a Class A misdemeanor. So it'll be interesting to see if he bothers to contest it or I throw myself on the mercy of the court. And he actually kind of thinks that he's going to play football this coming season. I'll believe it when hell freezes over.
Yeah, I understand not even the Lingerie Football League would be interested in him.
Oh, that'd be a sight. I don't know if the women like to see Johnny Manziel in lingerie uniform. Oh, heavens to Betsy's no.
But how about this? The story that would never end continues. You thought the Johnny Manziel thing was a little wild. We're back with the flake gate.
Oh, yeah. The flake gate.
Yep, and one of the big appellate courts decided the NFL did right, so I'm sorry, Tom, but you're back on the suspension.
Not this time. Not me. Now, we're talking about a Tom that has a supermodel wife and some beautiful children.
That's
Tom
right.
Brady got his got his suspension upheld, and now it's in Tom Brady's court. Do you take your suspension like a man, or do you pursue it with the possibility of going to the Supreme Court? This is much about nothing.
Well, let's put it this way. I have the NFL Players Association will once again drag this on more times than a Friday the 13th sequel.
And ESPN this afternoon with the lovely Lindsey Zarniak pointing out the four games that Tom Brady would miss, including
mm-hmm.
three straight home games.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Jimmy Garoppolo better brush up on the playbook.
That's right. He better start dating Victoria's Secret models.
I'll take Victoria's Secret leftover models. So, with that, I've run out of things to say, and time is running out. And basically, we covered the gamut of sports, media, and entertainment today. I would like to also wish Joe Flanagan and Belma Scaife of WBEC good luck and Godspeed in your early quote-unquote retirement. Steve, I'm sure you know about the Tegna early retirement program that lopped off a lot of jobs nationwide of mainly people 55 and older with 15 years of service to their stations. So, like KHOU lopped off 9 people, WFAA, I think they did 10. Yeah, I mean, it seems like every day you hear of one or two people at a Tegna station taking an early buyout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good when you have the time and, you know, but, you know, it's just a thing about being told to leave a job and here's a little money so you won't sue us. So, you know.
Good luck to all. You will be missed.
Yeah. Well, not on the Tegna bottom line. Oh, and mm-hmm. one other thing you mentioned about Gannett Print buying up the print print division of Tribune for a ton of money. I guess that's why the broadcast divisions of Tegna and Gannett, along with Tribune Media and Tribune Publishing, split off the way they did. So they're two separate entities, and they have nothing to do with each other.
This is true, but you know, with Gannett buying the Tribune newspapers and Tegna giving buyouts to their loyal employees, that brings one to wonder if Tegna might be going after some Tribune stations, those that were once owned by Local TV Incorporated, LLC.
That's another rumor that's going to be very interesting when it plays out. And that's to fatten the portfolio, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I will see you Friday on the Last Call Cafe and make my espresso real strong. I feel I'm going to need it by the time Friday rolls around. Have a great week yourself, Steve, and once again, I cannot take you for granted. Thank you for calling every week and making this post feel like $1 million.
Thank you, my friend. Always a thrill, a pleasure, and an honor.
I did not say thrill, pleasure, but that's fine. I'm Tom O'Neill. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again with more of this fine program. Same bat time, same bat channel. Have a great week, y'all.